So why is the time value of money so important? The time value of money is important because it forms the foundation of valuation. Think about valuing a stock or a bond, or valuing a project as we do in capital budgeting. We do this by finding the present value of the expected future cash flows associated with the stock or the bond or the project. In doing this, we have to estimate the timing of the cash flows, and then we discount them at a particular discount rate. Not only from a corporate finance perspective, but also from your own personal perspective, time value of money plays a valuable role. When you think about your own investment decisions and your own financing decisions, such as thinking about whether you should rent an apartment versus purchase a house, evaluating different types of mortgage loans, or thinking about retirement, which is something you're probably not too interested in right now, but it is nevertheless very important. So the time value of money is very important from a number of perspectives. Why does the money have a time value? You've probably heard the phrase, a dollar today is worth more than a dollar a year from today. And why is that? Well, you can invest the dollar today and earn interest so that you will have more than $1 a year from today. So the basic reason why money has a time value is because you earn interest when you invest and you pay interest when you borrow. We're going to review four basic time value of money scenarios. And as we go through these scenarios, there will be two methods that we will use to solve these problems. The first method is using the basic time value of money formula, which is involving a mathematical solution. We will also talk about how to solve these problems using your financial calculator. So those will be the two main methods that we use to solve the time value of money problems. The first scenario is finding the future or compound value of a single cash flow. You can use the basic time value of money formula, which is future value, FV, is equal to the present value times an interest factor. This interest factor is 1 plus the interest rate raised to the nth power, where n is the number of compounding intervals. If we look at a timeline, we can set it up like this, where, for example, we have $1,000 to invest, and we're interested in figuring out how much this is worth at some point in the future. Let's suppose that we're looking at a 5-year interval, and the interest rate is 5%. What would be the future value of $1,000 in 5 years, in this case,